Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sarah, Ellen and Neve with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a Brisbane man drowned at Markula Beach on the Sunshine Coast on Saturday afternoon. Emergency services were called shortly before 2pm after the 62-year-old Chermside man disappeared in the rough surf. The man was pulled from the water but could not be revived by paramedics. The beach had been closed at the time due to dangerous conditions. This is the second drowning on the Sunshine Coast in a week, following the discovery of 18-year-old lifesaver Joe Tolano's body on Friday night after a three-day search. The Chris Foley government has managed to pass controversial laws banning specific phrases despite opposition from Labor, Greens and Independents. The Fighting Anti-Semitism and Keeping Guns Out of the Hands of Terrorists Bill, which is commonly being referred to as the Hate Speech Bill, was passed with amendment in the Queensland Parliament on Friday. The bill, which previously sought to amend the law to provide the Attorney-General open power to declare any specific phrase as hate speech, was amended to restrict access to banning only the specific phrases from the river to the sea and globalise the intifada, in a way that makes a member of the public feel menaced, harassed or offended before being voted in on Friday.
In national news, the Abbey Medieval Festival has won gold at the 2026 Australian Tourism Industry Awards. Queensland received a total of 12 awards on the night, with gold winners including Novotel Cairns Resort, Turtle Sand Nature Resort and the Big Four Gold Coast Holiday Park and Motel. Tourism Minister Andrew Powell has congratulated the winners, saying the impressive results further strengthen Queensland's reputation as the home of the holiday. Also in national news, Australia is entering its fourth month of a nationwide Greek yogurt shortage. Major retailers such as Coles, Woolworths and Aldi have stated that they are working with suppliers to keep up with the high demand. The shortage has been linked to a viral Japanese yogurt cheesecake trend, where social media users create a no-bake dessert by pressing biscuits into Greek yogurt. Supplies are expected to remain limited for several more months.
In international news, state media has reported Khamenei's son has been named as Iran's new supreme leader. 56-year-old Mojtaba Khamenei has now been charged with leading the Islamic Republic through one of their biggest crises just over a week since his father's assassination. He is known to adopt the same positions as his father in regard to the United States and Israel, and his selection could indicate continuity and be a sign that the government has little desire to agree to a deal or negotiations in the short term. However, President Donald Trump has warned that a new leader would not last long without his approval, and the Israeli military has already threatened to kill any replacement. In an earlier statement, Trump had said that Mojtaba Khamenei would be an unacceptable choice for him and has dismissed him as a lightweight. For your weather today, it's currently 23 degrees. It's raining with up to 35 millimeters predicted and weather warnings for heavy rainfall in place. The humidity is at 94% and the UV index is at 6.1, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.